John Blake presents The Business, written by Dick Hobbs and read by the author. Dedicated to Sue, our sons Pat and Nick, and our grandson Alfie Jack Hobbs, and to Skullduggery. Introduction. Research in Skullduggery. You fucking come and see me. Fucking write about me, you fucking long streak of fucking useless. Come and put this in a fucking book. Fucking Professor fucking Thunderbird's brains. Teddy. This book is about criminal lives and how they've changed over time. I've used the words of thieves, gangsters and dealers, along with my observations to present a nuanced view of a complex world that is usually misrepresented and too often glamorised. While a few big-name historical figures do make an appearance, I've always been far more interested in people near the bottom of the food chain. The poor bloody infantry, who do the hard work and serve most of the hard time. Much of the research was done on the villain's home ground, in pubs, cafes, pie mash shops, workshops, garages and warehouses, as well as in front rooms and kitchens. I also attended birthdays, weddings and funerals, and became acquainted with some of their spouses, girlfriends, boyfriends, children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Since I started studying crime in the early 1980s, many changes have taken place, and most of the venues where I conducted my early research have now been demolished. While the neighbourhoods in which they stood have been infected by gentrification, the original occupants either flee into the suburbs or retreat into the sofa with a bottle of supermarket spirits and a few ounces of bootleg tobacco. I also spoke to a few writers, barristers, drug rehab professionals, local council officials, customs officers, civil servants, police officers, and around the turn of the 21st century, during that fascinating period between the end of the Cold War and 9/11, to members of the security services. However, while I've benefited from the off-record chats with pissed-off police officers, I found that official information was geared towards the agenda of whatever police agency had passed it on, and that generally, police case files or intelligence reports, even when they were not redacted to the extent of being worthless, told me more about police work than they did about criminal life. This is due to the fact that the ultimate aim of the police is to gain convictions, whereas my job is to understand criminal life, and seldom the twain meet. Indeed, in the mid-1990s, when a confidential report that I had written on the policing of organised crime was leaked and made front-page headlines next to an account of the final day's proceedings at the Conservative Party annual conference, the head of the National Criminal Intelligence Service threatened me with a visit from the security services. However, if MI5 did visit my office, I must have been in the pub at the time, and I continued to operate as a researcher, publishing books, papers and reports for an academic readership. I am not an investigative journalist intent on exposing crime, criminals or criminal groups, and I have never had to work undercover. That would have been ridiculous. I just talked to a lot of people who have been involved in crime and kept my ears and eyes open while simultaneously reading everything I could lay my hands on that had been written about crime and criminal life. I had no interest in putting any of the people that I have studied into prison. Consequently, with a few obvious exceptions, all of the individuals and many of the places mentioned in this book have been anonymised, and some incriminating details have been altered or omitted in order to protect the guilty. Indeed, many, perhaps most, of the people featured in this book are dead, living in the suburbs or both. And I can state with total confidence that no animals or villains were harmed in the writing of The Business. Part one of this book is based largely in and around London and covers the post-Second World War criminal era that was dominated by extortion and theft. Part two has a wider geographical scope and is concerned with the impact of the drug trade and the other unlicensed enterprises that have replaced the old underworld and now dominate large portions of the overworld. Much of my career has been spent decrying the tendency since the early 1990s for both the police and their friends in the mass media to present serious crime in terms of Mr. Biggs and the infiltration of British life by foreign villains, mafias, cartels, and other cliches of organised crime. The truth is far more mundane. Throughout The Business, whenever possible...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?